This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi, folks.
Hiya.
Did you ever do prank calls when you were younger?
Yes.
There used to be this number you could ring, and for some reason they'd tell you the time in a certain country. I think it was called Sprite or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you used to ring them and you go, what time is it in Senegal? And they would go, it's 4 a.m. And you go, thanks, bye.
Oh. And that was your prank call?
That was your prank call.
That's boring.
But sometimes you'd be like, what time is it in Australia? And they'd be like, Australia's a continent, not a country.
Oh.
Well, even though it is a country, but they'd be like, it's the continent, there's not one time. Bye-bye, you're obviously pranking us. And
that's such a low-stakes prank.
I know, yeah. Ringing them specifically for their job.
Yeah.
Although they probably did something else, but I actually don't know. Also, I could have made this up, but...
We used to have... Well, it does still work in the UK. I'm going to put the number in the system now. There was the speaking clock in the UK, but it wasn't...
Oh, yeah.
It was just an automatic... Pop up the phone there.
If you're visually impaired or whatever, you can be like, what time is it?
I'm going to see if it works from Ireland because I have the international number.
All right. This is good now.
This is gold content for the podcast.
We're going to do a prank call here.
I used to prank call. This is how old I am. This, me and my, like my mom's friend's son, Michael.
It didn't work.
It's because he put in a plus. Go on, Fiona, sorry.
We used to like go to the like phone book and like prank like hotels in Cork.
It will be 9, 31 and 30 seconds.
We're 3 minutes behind then.
Oh my God.
Very good.
At the third stroke, it will be 9, 31 and 40 seconds.
Wait for it.
The third stroke, 1.
Oh, they're 2 seconds ahead.
3. No, they're on the third stroke.
At the third stroke,
this clock,
it
here.
Will be 9, 31 and 50 seconds.
1, 2, 3. Oh my God, it's spot on. And yes, you will realise the eagle-eyed hearers amongst you will realise we are still on air.
That's so good.
That is the half nine ad break.
That must have been recorded in literally 1950. Like it sounds.
I'd say this is an AI.
No, it's not. It couldn't be.
It sounds so old.
Throw on your headphones. That's a real
person. At the third stroke, it will be 9.
It sounds like Claire Foy in The Crown.
And 20 seconds.
Definitely like dead.
Dead.
She's had to record all of the single times in the world.
What a job.
I hope she got paid well.
If this was a show 2 years ago, we would say, let's recreate this on next week's show.
Why?
No, we're not doing
that. How would we do that?
I don't know. It's more
fun. Ireland's speaking clock got shut down by Air a couple of years ago.
Aircom, actually.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was air.
Put some respect on it.
It was air because they.
Guys, we're back on air in 10 seconds. So
okay, see you later.
All right,
we'll be
bye.
Back.
On air, on air, on air.
Let's go. Emma, David, Fiona in the morning. Hello.
Hey, what's
Friday.
Happening?
How are you? Morning.
This my Friday for the next week.
Oh,
for
that's you. Gorgeous. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Are you going to be one of those people when you go skiing that you put up videos of you literally skiing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like as in...
0.5, phone up in the air.
Of course, yes. Of course.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, yeah.
That's a bit of skill now, yeah. If you can hold the phone. And
I'll be on the ground falling down the mountain.
But that's still, you've made the effort and you've got up there. And that's a lot.
When you're doing that then, do you just hold two skis under one arm?
What?
When you're taking a video on your phone, where are your skis?
On my boots.
What?
No, sorry, I mean your hand things.
My poles.
Yeah.
They're in my other hand.
Right.
Where are the skis?
Don't
under me.
Don't laugh like it's the most obvious thing in the world. Some of us haven't been skiing here.
Sorry, I haven't had the privilege of being blown on
my poles are in my other hand.
Sorry,
sometimes I get giant to hold them as he
answering
follows me down the
I was answering the question.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but as if
you know,
were
it's funny because like I've never skied. My family haven't been bringing me since I was a child, you know?
No, you've only been on your pony.
That's not my pony.
Yes! You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. In about 20 minutes' time, we'll tell you how you can get your hands on €200, all but thanks to McDonald's, before 8 o'clock, just in time for the weekend.
Nice.
Now though, guys, finally, for the first time in what feels like forever, we got a sleep last night that was not interrupted by a lousy dog barking.
Woo!
Seamus is a nightmare.
Stop you there. Now, you've already had your Seamus mention this month.
Excuse me now.
You already had your Seamus mention this month.
No, it's Feb now.
Right, go on.
Wow.
Dave has myself and Fiona on a ban about talking about our dogs, the cruelty. Wait until Fiona has that baby. all the time.
That'll be once every 6 months.
The baby probably won't be that funny or anything. What's to say?
Anyway, Seamus sleeps in the kitchen. And I live in a rented house. And there's no like blinds or anything on the back door so we can see into the garden. So anything that moves in the garden drives him nuts all night.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to really put him in the house that I'm renting, if you know what I mean, unless he's in the spare bedroom. I don't know. It's just the layout of the
small. You want to give the dog its own room?
In terms of where do you put him to bed?
Well, like the spare room would be all right, no? Is that wrong?
That's weird.
Is it?
He's just going to be... He wouldn't stay in his own bed. He'd just sleep in the spare bed then. He's a dog. Yeah,
but you put him in a crate. Oh, you don't crate him anymore, don't you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, do you not crate him anymore?
No, it's too big and bulky for
the
house.
Yeah, no, they're massive. Because I was going to say, if it was still the crate, you could just have it like facing the wall.
In the spare room.
In the kitchen or wherever, so he can't see out the window.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, okay, I get his
bed. You know
bed,
the layout of the kitchen.
I know.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so some of the things we've done to try and stop this barking overnight, hanging blankets over the back window, so you always just end up on the floor the next morning. Playing dog relaxation music on Alexa.
Of course. It's
kind of creepy if you do wake up overnight and just hear the...
Do they like that?
It does calm him down a bit.
Does it?
Yeah, like he'd like kind of nodding off, you know?
That's nuts.
A new bed. Obviously, the tucking him in thing has been ridiculous.
But essential.
I tuck him in every night.
I really do enjoy that.
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah. You do get a few hours out of him, but he'd still be kicking off at 4 o'clock in the morning about something. Then, obviously, on desperate nights when you're just like, I can't do this, I need to go back to sleep, bringing him to our bed, it's just not working. I hate a hairy bed, man. I've decided Seamus is no longer allowed in our room.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a commitment.
It probably won't last very long, but I just was like, I hoovered under the bed the other day and I was like, this is disgusting.
It is. No, they do shed a lot, but it's just your new life that you have to become used to.
I did something really mean yesterday. I was so fed up. I went out to the garden, which is like a swamp, and I picked up his bones and binned them.
The ones he'd buried?
No, the ones that are just lying around on the grass.
Because you thought they were setting him off, like if he looked out at them.
And there's a magpie on his bone, he goes absolutely nuts. So they're all in the bin.
I think this fella needs therapy.
Yeah, but I figured out a solution.
Go on.
And last night we got a full night's sleep.
No.
When my niece Florence came to stay, like literally about 2 years ago when she was only like 4 years old, she's terrified of the dark. So I got her a little nightlight.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
I put the nightlight on in the kitchen.
And he loved...
Bada bing, bada boom.
No way.
The dog is a 4-year-old girl.
Stop.
I swear to God. Obviously what worked about it is when you have some kind of a light on in the kitchen, you don't see, you get a reflection rather than being able to see outside.
Yeah.
Rather than even the full light on.
Oh, okay. So we can't see out
because there's a little night light on and it's literally like a Disney princess nightlight that has a pink hue.
Oh, he's going to get slagged in school.
I know. Like, so embarrassing.
You sleep with a nightlight on.
He's going to be a fridger for years.
When he's out hunting with the lads.
I heard that you have a Cinderella nightlight.
Oh, no.
Isn't it?
At least get him a dog one, like a cool Aladdin one or something.
Lady in the Tramp or something.
Isn't it mad,
like, that these creatures used to, like, go out and, like, kill their food.
And now he needs to be tucked in with his nightlight.
It's perfect.
He's a shame.
I'd never change anything.
He's a real shame. I sent a photo into my family WhatsApp group last night. My dad was like, the state of that dog.
No!
Here's Chapel Roan. This is The Subway on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
7:22 in 3 seconds.
Oh, let's wait. Beautiful. Guys, to celebrate that, I've got 3 stories about a certain topic. And when we have 3 stories about a certain topic, we do this.
What's it gonna be?
Weird American.
Weird American Corner.
I know. It's not gonna be what you think it is. Notice I didn't say sad American or end of the world American, which is what we usually would think. I know, but I just don't think I have the chutzpah to cover those stories.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's me.
It's not Fiona's solid journalism.
I mean, thoughts and prayers with everyone, of course. But for now, I'm gonna be focusing on some light-hearted things, such as a man who eats couches. Now, you could say this is a sign of food prices in America, and you know, it's very, very hard to find fresh
eggs are
produce.
Going down.
Eggs are
500% cheaper than they were last year.
There's actually a story about eggs in this.
Of course
well.
There is.
And they're very much not going down. Unfortunately, Mr. Trump.
Couches are going down.
Couches must be going down because this is a man called Ron who appeared on a show called My Strange Addiction, and he loves to chop up the inside of couches into bite-sized chunks and
I
eat them.
I used to love this show so much. Do you ever like see...
What, this our show or...
No. Yeah.
And since Fiona's come, it's just now.
My Strange Addiction, like this show is the most bizarre thing ever. This is like this woman who's like addicted to eating like chalk ices.
Okay.
And so what
that
they did,
makes sense.
So what they did was they got all of the sticks from chalk ices and walked them from the shop to her house and just laid out sticks of chalk ices and was like, this is your life. This is how many chalk ices you eat in a year.
Oh, so they offer a solution
they
in that way.
They just humiliate people. It's like, you eat bricks,
you're
you weirdo.
Okay. I don't know what solution they offered for Ron, but here's his issue anyway.
I would say in my lifetime, I've probably eaten at least a couch and a half to two couches.
Wow.
Of cushion. I know that it's not healthy. I've already had some health problems because of it. It caused a blockage in my lower intestine. The doctors almost had to go in and cut the part out where the sponge was blocked.
That so man needs help.
He does need help, and he needs the couches taken away. And I would recommend just hard chairs for
Imagine
Ron's house.
Imagine how raging you'd be if you lived in Ron's house and you went to sit down. You're
if
like,
you're his
oh,
housemate,
Jesus.
Like, yeah, and he's
half
like, sorry.
The seat's gone in that one again.
That's lunch. Okay, moving now to Florida, where there has been a weather warning of sorts issued, but not the kind we're having here. There's been like a load of cities in Florida, they've like their low record, like broken records of low temperatures.
All right.
And there's been snow in some parts, but there's also been something else falling from the sky that they need to worry about.
A falling iguana alert has been issued in Florida after a cold snap. Iguanas are cold-blooded creatures and they climb up trees at night. When temperatures fall below around 4 degrees Celsius, it stuns the lizard and their bodies slowly start to shut down, meaning that's... they can't hold onto the tree anymore, so they fall down.
That's AI. That's incredibly that has to depressing. Be
guys, no, it's real. It's 100% real. I checked multiple news sources.
Yeah. So they're dying from this, from the...
Well, that's what you think. Mm. That's what you think. I was like, this is a very sad news story. There's dead animals falling from the sky. But don't worry.
But despite how they look, they're not dead. As it warms up, they come back to life.
Hey! All's well that ends well. I know it's an AI voice, but it actually is a real story. They obviously just don't want to pay newsreaders anymore. Another sad sign
Who needs
of America.
Them?
Hey, finally! This last story is about stolen eggs. And it was like the last story on this woman's like news...
Bulletin.
Sometimes
and you know, they try to go out in the news
yeah,
with something a bit.
You know
bit
when
fun.
They do like
a kicker.
And in Pennsylvania, and they do like the upwards inflection.
Yeah.
And I've left some pauses in because you can tell that the newsreader is so raging that she had to do this story.
I love that when a serious news journalist has to be like, and there's a kangaroo in Dublin Zoo called Joey,
exactly.
And Joey likes to play football. We'll be back in an hour.
And
I love that.
Peppa Pig's brother is partially deaf in one ear. So that's what happened.
You'll
here.
Never guess which Teletubby is racist.
And police are working to crack the case after a big egg heist in Pennsylvania. Someone stole 100,000 eggs that were plucked off the back of the trailer. The whodunit comes as egg prices have surged because of the bird flu.
Oh, she needs
She's
to get a grip.
Rage and she is absolutely fuming.
She couldn't have added in a little bit, you know, like a crack.
No,
you know,
oh,
anything
well,
like that.
She was having absolutely
She was like,
of
they're
it.
Trying to crack
the case. And she was oh. like, someone
she didn't
is
like it.
Fun. But guys, listen to this. The eggs were stolen in a place called Antrim, Pennsylvania. Hey!
Wow.
Come on,
Very
Irish
good.
Representation.
Thank you.
I thought it was going to be egg-related.
Yes,
well, it is. They're eggs. Oh, but not Antrim. Yeah. But the culprit was never found, but apparently the company said they will increase security, including better lighting and cameras
I'd be
to catch the egg man.
How annoyed would you be if you were a chicken, though, giving all these eggs for people? And
for what?
Like,
and what thanks do I get?
Nothing.
Free range, me eye. I'm in that cage all day.
God, that was a deep corner.
I like
Thank
weird
you so
American
much.
Corner. Thank
Thanks,
you
guys.
For that.
This is Spins.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Emma, Dave and Fiona with you. Hello. And today, is your final chance for us to give you €200. It's all about McDonald's. We're celebrating the one where friends comes to McDonald's. Could this collaboration be any more iconic?
No, now you're getting it. I still see the rage in your eyes, no, but happy. No one else sees that.
I like it. The exclusive Friends meal is now available. You can choose between a Big Mac, 9 McNuggets with Monica's infamous marinara sauce, or McPlant meal, and you'll get one of 6 Friends collectibles as well, which is pretty cool.
Very, very nice. This is only sticking around for a limited time in McDonald's restaurants nationwide or via McDelivery. But if you want to win €200 this morning, your last chance to do so, as Emma says, and you think you know the show Friends, just WhatsApp us the word Friends, would you believe, to 087-711-1038. Very easy questions if you've watched the show Friends even once.
I woke up this morning for some reason doing a really, really, really niche reference to Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, when Phoebe is seeing that guy, that cop.
The cop, yeah.
And he brings her into the station. Or she goes into the station because she doesn't want to live with him. And she's like, oh, yeah. And he said, so you checked today's papers?
Yeah, and she's like, pretending that she was looking for apartments.
Brooklyn Heights, Brooklyn Heights, Brooklyn Heights.
And she's like, can I have some water? And he's like, in a minute.
Message us the word Friends in a WhatsApp. We could be handing you €200 just in time for the weekend.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Yep. And then he shot a bird.
He did, and that was the end of that.
That was the end of that.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's on the Traders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a journey.
Now he's really far right.
No, yeah. He is. Oh, I saw him recording a video in New York, and someone threw something.
Yeah,
at him. I thought it was like an egg.
I really enjoyed it.
Anyway, shout out to him. Well, not really, actually.
Another rainy day today. Really wet roads, so be careful if you're out there. A dry weekend, though, and a status orange warning for Dublin and Wicklow until 12 o'clock today.
What's the weather like in Austria there?
I'm sure it's quite nice.
Yeah, it's probably snowy. Probably for your little delicate skis.
The next hour, if we could have an update on Austria's weather, that'd be nice, just because I'm going there tomorrow.
I did not know what the reference was there. I was like, are you just being really random with the fun of it? Right, it is now 7:32. Let's see what the story is in Dublin's roads. What's the crack, Padraig?
Morning, guys. Drivers are being reminded to be extra careful on the roads this morning as there's a lot of water around.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's Amble. Socrates smiled on Spin. If you want to win €1,000 after 8 o'clock, message us the word tricky in a WhatsApp to come on and play the Tricky 10. 087-711-1038.
Guys, what do we think of my new tracksuit? I've wore a full tracksuit today, so I just got it off vinted.
It's Tracky Friday.
It's a blue Mackenzie.
I love the way you just threw in. Got it off vinted.
A sustainable king. Do you know what? I love it.
11 quid.
I love it. What is
11 quid.
For the full track, it was 11
quid.
This whole
thing has 11
It looks
quid.
Really nice. Just give you a flavour. It is light blue. It's a Mackenzie trackie. It's got like the kind of, what do you call those pockets on the trousers?
Combat pockets. And it's got a pocket on the arm.
It's got a pocket on the arm.
For collecting rocks while you're out on your walk.
Get the badge in.
Very good.
It's really nice. Is it cosy?
It is very cosy. I wore it for the first time yesterday, and I rang Pippa's apartment number, and she never does this. She usually just opens the door, but she didn't open the door. She came on the speaker and she was like, oh, you've got the new tracksuit on. And I was like, yes, please let me in. It's lashing.
I love that because it's not a compliment.
Yeah,
it's
no, like, it wasn't.
You're wearing that. I'm not sure if I like it. I used to be obsessed with Mackenzie when I was younger because I was obsessed with Blazing Squad and there was a guy called Kenzie in it. So I always wanted Mackenzie stuff.
Now, Emma's also in a cohort as well.
I am cohort tracky today. It's red, red, red. And
but yours is a bit different now.
What do you mean?
Yours is a bit of a belly one.
Yeah. A belly one.
It's cropped.
It's cropped up top.
Very nice.
Cropped up top.
Where did you get that
It's
one
a
then?
Bit risky, this.
No, I like it.
Because it's a zippy, croppy top.
It's a bit, do you ever see that Fionnuala J video where she's like selling sunset people when they come into the office?
Oh, yeah.
They're in like lingerie.
So guys, you won't believe it. I went escrow on the house in Santry.
Are you trying to say I'm wearing lingerie?
Well, you're wearing a belly top.
It's not a belly top. You can't see my belly.
You can't.
I could there for a second.
Where did you get that now as part of your capsule wardrobe?
Don't want to talk about it. Callum in a trackie? Callum.
Just a cozy hoodie. It is Tracky Friday. We've dubbed it Tracky Friday where we dress down on a Friday, but I've just got a speckled Adidas hoodie on and jeans.
It's speckled, yes.
You're kind of in your trackie from the waist down to today, Fee.
Yeah, I'm wearing like leggings and I'm technically wearing slippers, but I won't hear a word said against them.
Some guy crossed the road as I was walking towards him today, so that's not a great sign.
Hey, it's baby blue, so inoffensive.
This is a dream team. It's Girl Get Up, and you know what? You get yourself out of bed.
I like the name Dochi. Is that a potential for a baby name for you, Fee?
Dochi Dugan.
Ooh.
Yes, that's it.
That's nice, isn't it?
So legendary if you call your child Dochi.
Dochi Dugs. That's so cute, guys. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the name.
Is that her actual name, do you think, or is it a stage name?
I'd say
probably a stage name, but...
Please do find out.
Guys, today's the final day. We have that 200 euro with McDonald's to give away. We're celebrating the one where Friends comes to McDonald's. Could this collaboration be any more iconic?
Probably not. The exclusive Friends meal is now available. You can choose between a Big Mac, 9 McNuggets with Monica's infamous marinara sauce, or McPlant meal, and you'll get one of 6 Friends collectibles. Now, the McPlant meal, I'd imagine, would be Phoebe's.
So true, because she's a vegetarian. They're only sticking around for a limited time in McDonald's restaurants nationwide or via McDelivery, but we are giving away a 200 euro for the final time this morning.
Sure are. It's Orla there this morning. Are you a bit fed up with the weather?
Just a little bit, yeah. I walked to work. Now,
what?
Cheat me. Complaining that I walked to work, it's only 20 minutes down the road, but still.
Still, 20 minutes is ages.
20 minutes in this weather, Orla.
20 minutes in this economy?
I'd be opening every phone call with that, which, to be fair, you have done as well. where do you work?
I just started a new job in an Irish preschool.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, gorgeous. Is that a Nienra?
An Inra, yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of Fiona.
Now you have to know all these things because you're going to have a kid, isn't it?
I do, yeah. And so did you arrive, oh my God, do all the little kids arrive sopping wet and they're like one piece things. Oh, that's so cute. Hey, stay safe out there, Orla. You've got it. Don't be getting any of those kids a sniffle now.
No, stop.
All right, let's order with 200 euro if we can, just in time for the weekend. Do you think you know Friends?
I'd hope so. It's my sister's favourite programme.
Okay.
Oh, your sister's.
Okay.
Can we speak to your sister?
But she always had it on.
Okay, fair enough.
You'll know these by osmosis.
You absolutely will, Orla. All right, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You got to answer 3 questions correct to win the cash, and all of the answers will either be Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler or Ross. Who's your favourite out of the 6?
Probably Phoebe.
Yeah. Really?
Great one.
I don't like her.
You don't like Phoebe?
No, she's probably my least favourite.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I know she's quirky, but sometimes I feel like she's quirky for attention or something. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe.
Don't be a hater.
She's not real, Dave.
Orla,
she's
do you
a
know
TV
me at all?
Character.
I am a hater by birth.
It's so true.
All right, let's do this thing. All you need to get is 3 correct. Who screamed, pivot? Pivot!
Ross.
Who has a twin? You love her.
Phoebe.
Yeah.
Who bought a chicken and a duck?
Chandler.
Mm. Okay.
Or Joey.
Yeah. We'll give you that one. Yeah.
You were just warming up.
We have a load of questions left. Do you want to see if you can answer them just for the crack?
Go for it. Why not?
It's the final day, so we won't be doing this again. It's Friday. Who's a paleontologist?
Ross.
Who lost a toe?
Oh, Chandler.
Yes.
Yes. Who hates Thanksgiving?
God, I couldn't tell you. Is it Monica?
It's Chandler as well.
Who gave birth to the triplets?
Phoebe.
And who got a child's race car bed? That's a tough one.
I actually wouldn't know that one.
I don't think I would either.
That was Monica.
I'm going to assume it's one of the lads. Was it Monica?
Very out of character for her.
Don't worry about it, Orla. You're a busy woman. Yeah. You're off to work. You don't need to worry about what happens in a show in
Orla,
the 90s.
Congratulations. 200 euro is off to you this morning.
Thank you so much. These are so good.
Ah, you're so welcome. Have a fantastic day. Stay dry.
Bye.
Thank you. You two have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye. Shanae, lads.
Hey. Thank you for 200 euro, McDonald's.
Yes.
Everyone appreciate it. Let's do it again sometime.
Yes. Except this time I'll take the 200 euro.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
See Matt now in Euro Country on Spin.
103.8.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. On it. Let's go!
Hello, it's just after 8 and you're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Guys, something to really give us all a good Friday feeling.
What is it? Go on.
Weekend.
We're excited. What are we getting? Breakfast? Are we getting a raise? Are we getting a half day?
Come on.
you wish. There's a dude walking around our office right now taking photos of people's desks. For an inevitable all-out email on how people are not abiding to the new clean desk policy.
Oh my God.
Happy Friday!
Get alive!
This is crazy.
Can you see him? He's going around snapping photos of people's desks. Now, I must say, if I may, I do actually abide by the clean desk policy, so I should be okay today.
Now, here's my question, right? Because I obviously came in this morning. I also abide by the clean desk policy. Mm. I only have the keyboard and the mouse on the desk. That's what you're meant to have.
There's a bottle of Fanta.
That's what you're meant to have.
Yeah.
Now, let's go with the rules, okay? It's clean desk. You can't have your bags. You can't have different things, like, if you've left the desk. I do have a mouse pad that is not corporate approved, but it's just like a picture of a beach or something.
Come on.
It's not clean. I also have some lip balm and, like, my AirPods and my keys. But I'm still there, like, technically.
Yeah, the desk is in active use.
That's okay. I think it's more that if there was stuff lying there when you left.
So he's going to be taking a photo of Fiona's desk with all the jars of jam on it.
Okay, I haven't had the chance to take home the jars of jam. And I know...
You got them at Christmas.
Just put them in the bin.
Every day Dave says, hey, maybe today could be the day that you take home those jars of jam. And I'm like, I'm not feeling it today. But I share the desk.
I'm allergic to jam, actually, David.
I share a desk with Faye from evenings. And I like seeing what she's left on the desk. She always leaves something fun.
Yesterday was her laptop.
Her vajazzled laptop. today it's a pair of sunglasses.
Nice.
And it sets my day off right. I'm like, what's Faye done today? I don't want that taken away from her or me.
And my desk is squeaky clean.
Is it?
No, it's not.
I think yours is the one that's going to get...
Callum hates a clean desk.
Yours is the one that's going to get, like, the all-ad email.
Yeah, yours is going to be the top image.
On my desk, there's a Nottingham Forest calendar this year. There's about 17 running orders from this show. There's a sticky dartboard from a competition that we ran before Christmas.
I was about to say, I think there's a dartboard on your desk.
There's so much on
it. You have to have the Nottingham Forest calendar inside your locker door, like you're in school again.
I really enjoy the Ryan quote from The Office, and it really kind of resembles my life as well, where it's like, I like the thought that I can pack up all my stuff in 4 minutes and be out of here and be like I was never here at all.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Hey, good morning. Dave Ranks coming up just after about like 15 past 8. If that's cool with you, I'd recommend sticking around. It's a bit of crack. You're going to enjoy it if you never heard it before. All right. Between me and you, it's good crack.
Tricky. Now though, 10 questions stand between Aisling getting top of the leaderboard, hopefully winning €1,000 if she gets all 10 correct. She's on the line this morning. Any plans for the weekend?
No, just working the weekend away.
Oh, why are you working the weekend? What do you do?
I'm a healthcare assistant with St. John of God's.
Oh, very good.
Okay, and what time are you working?
I start 8 and then we finish at 9.
Okay, not too bad.
You've got a long shift ahead of you today.
It's so like a 13 hour.
Oh, sorry. I stupidly thought, she's only on for an hour.
No, that's your shift. Don't worry.
I wish.
I'm really in the door.
How out of touch with the common man am
like,
I?
Oh, that's fine.
It's like 8 to 9. That's crap. Jeez, that's better than my day.
So you have your whole day off. What are you giving out for?
Sounds fantastic. Easy job.
Wow.
God, St. John had it easy. All right. Aisling, a very tough day ahead of you. I do apologise. Hopefully it'll be better with a fuzzy child snooty and even better with €1,000 in your hand if you get all 10 correct. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. You asked, you got to answer 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. Will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. And if you top the leaderboard today, you win a brand new fuzzy charge snooty to get cosy this winter, and if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. Now Anna is top of the leaderboard currently, a score of 9 in 54.73 seconds, which is a fantastic score to beat. Do you think you can do it, Aisling? Do you think you can beat it?
We'll have to give it a go anyway.
Go on, Aisling.
If you beat it, you'll either get 9 in less than 54.73 seconds or 10
and win a grand.
That'd be pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Aisling, the best of luck. Emma's going to ask her questions and count you in. Where are you from, by the way?
Drogheda.
Aisling from Drogheda. Yes, represent. Aisling from County Louth. Here we go.
All right, let's do this thing. Deep breath. 3, 2, 1, okay. Start the clock. Ireland scored how many tries in the Six Nations last night?
2.
What is 25 divided by 5?
5.
A concept where a relationship breaks down after a long period of time is the what year itch?
Can you repeat that?
A concept where a relationship breaks down after a long period of time is the what year itch?
The 5 year.
In a deck of cards, how many suits are there?
4.
As well as Dublin 20, what other Dublin postcode spans both sides of the River Liffey?
5.
The word silhouette contains how many letters?
8.
In time zones, how many hours ahead is France?
1.
A Dublin landline telephone contains how many digits?
9.
Father Ted ran for how many seasons?
6.
In the NFL, how many points is a touchdown worth?
7.
How do you think you got on there, hon?
I don't think too well, but we'll see.
I think you did really, really well.
On the Dublin landline telephone number, because Aisling would be used to an 041.
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, let's check in and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Score well 5, Aisling. Not too bad at all on a miserable day like that. How do you feel?
Good. I didn't think I got 5 right, so.
No, that's good. And interestingly, you had a lot of love for the number 5.
You did.
You said it 3 times. Which is good. Yeah. Okay. A concept where a relationship breaks down over a long period of time is the what-year itch. That's 7. I call that the 7-year scratch.
I thought it was a 2-year itch.
Oh, really? You're just not looking to get into a relationship.
Is that just me?
7-year scratch.
Watch out, Pippa. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
There you go. But you said 5 for that, which is maybe when you get bored in your relationships.
It's
and
not.
If so, we are not one to judge. As well as Dublin 20, what other Dublin postcode spans both sides of the Liffey? You said 5. The answer was 8. The word silhouette contains how many letters? At this stage, I was like, say 5 again for the girls. Come on. You said 8. The answer is 10. Father Ted ran for how many seasons? It was only 3 as opposed to 6.
How many episodes do you reckon they squeezed into each season? Because it feels like 10.
Yeah, about 10. I know, it's just so quotable. Like, there's so many iconic moments, but it really didn't run for that long. And then in the NFL, how many points is a touchdown worth? I wouldn't know that. You were close, though. You said 7. The answer is 6. Very good, though, Aisling. Very good. Some tricky questions.
Yeah, you can go into the weekend knowing
really
I got 50% on that
and
exam.
And you know what? You go into work across the weekend and you do your hour shift between 9, 8 and 9 and you have a lovely weekend.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you,
Aisling. Have a good weekend.
Have a great day.
Have a lovely weekend. Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Now,
I love Aisling.
I know, what a ledge.
Doing God's work.
Yeah, St. John. John of God.
We better get our overall winner of the week on. Anna's there. Hello.
Morning. Hi, Anna. Good. How are you guys?
We're not too bad. Are you still living on the high of knowing you got 9 out of 10 on the tricky 10?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, we can exclusively reveal that you have gone and done us and topped the leaderboard.
Woo!
Yay! Oh, well amazing. Done, Anna.
Anna, congratulations. The librarian has won the last fuzzy charge snooty.
Well done. Will you wear that in the library now? Is it appropriate library attire?
Yeah.
And enjoy the snooty. Mind yourself.
Bye, Anna.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Talk to you later. All right, that's it, guys. We rock on to next week. Tricky in a WhatsApp 087 711 103. Dying to give away the grand if you manage to get 10 correct.
Nice one, Callum.
I have a bit of a confession to make.
Oh,
what's that now?
You know how for the last couple of weeks we've been saying, oh, it's the last snooty, it's the last snooty, and this week was the last snooty?
Every time he has a confession, I think he's leaving. Sorry, it's something about snooties. You said,
what a way to tell us.
Yeah, I know, on air. Sorry, say that one more time.
So over the last couple of weeks, we've been saying, oh, we've got 4 left, we've got 3 left. We've got this week was the last week of the snooties. I found 3 more.
Oh, for God's sake.
I miscounted.
How do you even find it? They're massive.
There was a really small box in the storage room that was unlabeled and everything. I opened it and there was 3 in there.
Oh, my God.
So there's 3 more snooties.
Unreal. Okay. Oh, thank God for that, because we were going to have to go and sell our souls for a prize. Right,
and our prize is sorted for after the snooties as well.
Oh, thank
Don't
God.
Don't you worry. I've been working like a
he
doll.
He thinks he does, but listen, knowing his track record, you might have made a mistake on that one as well.
Get in touch with the word tricky if you want to play next week.
I like to do this thing on a Friday where I rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. I've done things like lines from Titanic or lines from Fran in Love Hate. Well, this week is a fun one. I welcome you to Dave Ranks songs that have the lyrics la 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 in them.
That's a bit of me, that
I
is.
I love this. Now, this is what Dave Ranks is all about.
It's the essence of it, really, isn't it?
All right. Well, I'm glad you're excited. I don't think you're going to like it.
Oh, brilliant.
Because, obviously, the very first song you think of when you think of songs that have La 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 in them is La 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 by Naughty Boy.
With Sam Smith.
La 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 la.
So what I will say is it's not in the ranks, but I did get a clip of it for you because obviously you'd be annoyed if I didn't play it. So an honourable mention goes to La 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 by Naughty Boy.
Sam Smith's voice on this.
So gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit boring. Yeah, bit boring. Turn it off. Yeah,
bit boring.
That's a bit
and
of
when
a
you hear
and an ass,
when you hear the next five, you're going to go, I understand why you didn't put that in the rankings. Okay, that is fair. Just an honourable mention.
Great to give it a shout out.
All right, fifth place. We go for a song that I actually am unsure if you guys are going to know, but as a former emo and lover of that kind of music, I absolutely love this. This is a band called Hot Shell Ray, and the song is Tonight Tonight. La
la la, whatever. La la la, it doesn't matter. La la la, oh well. La la la.
Oh, what a tune, Dave.
Exactly.
I've definitely heard it, but I don't, like, was it on this TV show or something?
I don't know, maybe. It does sound a little bit like Big Time Rush or something,
yeah,
doesn't
something
it?
Something like that.
I don't know the band name, but I know the song.
Hot Chell Ray. Am I saying that right? Hot Chell? C-H-E-L-L-E.
Who could ever know?
Don't know. But anyway, as we go on for Dave Rank's songs that have the lyrics la 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 in them, keep in mind I am ranking the la la la's and not the actual song itself.
Fair. That's absolutely clear to me.
Because we move on to fourth place, which is a fantastic song, but the la la la's are only, you know, good
so.
For fourth place.
Okay.
In fourth place, it's Kylie.
That deserves a bit more, no?
You see, you would think so. And I listening to that, I'm going, that is great.
So
that is fantastic. But it's not top three for me.
Whoa, okay. I'm interested to see what comes next. Because that was beautiful enunciation of the la's as well. Very
we
clear.
We are into the top three for Dave Rank songs that have the lyrics la 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 in them. And for third place, we go to a song called You Make Me Feel by Cobra Starship.
I can't remember the chorus. How does that build on? Is it just continue with the la's?
I don't think it does. I actually don't know.
That's a real giving the la's their moment to shine.
It is, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, no, I'm going to do the la's again.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think they're going to start some lyrics.
And get some la's in.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we thinking of the placement so far on Dave Rank songs with the lyrics la 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 in them?
I take it back. I think that what you just played is better than the previous ones. So far, so good.
In terms of la's.
In terms of la's, yeah, not exactly. In terms of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
Oh no.
Wait till you hear the top two Dave Ranks that have the lyrics la 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 in them. We move on to a fantastic song that has never once been played on Spin, I'd imagine. The song is by a one Elton John and it's called Crocodile Rock.
Yes. Oh yeah.
It's so good, isn't it? Like, it's just a bit of crack. It's
fun. I feel amazing after just that tiny little clip of it.
Well, you must be thinking, what could possibly top it? What could be number one on Dave Rank's songs with the lyrics la, la, la in them? I'm really hoping you know this song.
Oh, God, I'm not.
Because the la's are fantastic. The song may not be incredibly famous, but the la's are absolutely incredible. In first place for Dave Rank songs that have the lyrics la 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 in them, we go over to a song called Freedom. It is Pharrell. Those la la la's you heard were Emma Nolan doing it. How good is that?
Oh, that is the best la's I've ever heard.
That
it's
is good, so good,
but not my number one.
What was your number one? Crocodile Rock?
Probably Crocodile Rock.
It is good. It's
or
really
la,
good.
La, la.
Whatever. La, la, la. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
La, la, la.
It doesn't matter. Good time.
So those were Dave Rank songs with the lyrics la 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 in them. Hope you enjoyed.
That was 10 out of 10.
Odds, as always, 087-711-1038 if you disagree, if you agree, if you loved, if you hated.
That was the pinnacle of Dave Ranks for me. Very
much. It was. That is the demo of what this game is all, or what Ranks is all about.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I feel like I haven't been coming across brilliantly in the last week.
Why?
We were going to say that.
I did have a little bit of a girly quiz crash out.
Oh no, you were so chill about that yesterday.
Yeah, I did just say a 2-year itch in the relationship and then I said, watch out Pippa. That was just a joke. Sometimes I worry that I don't come across brilliantly on my jokes. Well, this morning on the show, I know it's 7711103. I'm going on holidays with my family there's a spare room. I don't want to give it to my sister.
Wow.
Brilliant.
I want to take it.
Okay.
You're committing to this character of yours.
I need you to just tell me how to kick my sister out of a room. 0877 111 103. I'll tell you more later. Okay. As I said earlier on, I feel like I haven't come across fantastically well in the last week. I have, you know, I did have a little bit of a girly quiz crash out and a little bit of a tantrum.
A meltdown, some would say. I think my favourite message yesterday that we got in the back of that was cute tantrum, Dave.
Mm-hmm. I like the one that said I was on my period. But I've learned from the girly quiz that men can't have them. I had a girly quiz crash out. You can listen to it on the podcast, Fully Charged Recharge, wherever you got your podcast. Last Friday, we did a music game that we are going to do at the same time after 9:30 today. But I threw a little temper tantrum because Emma was making my ones too difficult.
I wouldn't have called it little.
Then obviously, like earlier on, I said something about like the 2-year itch, and I was like, "Watch out, Pippa." That's obviously a joke. I love my girlfriend very much and would never leave her.
Oh, that's cute, Dave.
That's a bit threatening in itself.
I will never leave.
A
little bit coming across like Curtis in Love Island there. But at the fear of really making myself out to be the bad guy today. I'm going skiing with my family tomorrow.
Yeah, that's bad enough.
Relatable
king over here, guys.
In this economy.
But you see, Dad only booked a 3-bedroom apartment.
Cheaping out, guys.
Not a chalet.
Oh my God.
So
absolute state of you guys.
Right, so this is my question, right? So obviously Mom and Dad are in one room, right? And then there's 2 other rooms. There is 3 of us, me, Sean and Sophie.
So it makes sense that the boys stay together and give Sophie her own space because
she's
female.
Sophie is 21.
Obviously.
Sean is 26. Yeah. I am 30 years old. I am 100% taking that spare room because I'm 30 years old. I'm getting old now. I'm getting on.
Don't start with this.
I'm a little bit grumpy. Do you know sometimes?
A little bit.
I like my own space and I like things to be the way that they are.
So you'd expect your 21-year-old sister to share a bedroom with your 26-year-old brother while you have privacy in your own room.
There is also a couch if she would like that.
Whoa!
She's 21, he's 26, they're only young'uns.
She needs her privacy.
She doesn't need anything.
Dave, I've been meaning to talk to you about this. You are not old. The reasons that you've brought for being old on this show recently, you're old because you went for dessert with your housemates. You're old because you got a carvery. You're old because you played a lot of... You're not old and you should give the bedroom to your sister.
Absolutely not. So, if you're thinking, do you know what? I'm kind of on his side. I get it. I'm old too. And I would like that level of privacy for myself. The young ones don't need it. What would they need it for? Do you know what I mean? I'm 30 years old. I like things the way they are. And I like the way, not like the way things like we used to be a proper country kind of way, but I just mean like, I like things very specifically. And I find it hard to sleep if I'm not, you know, in darkness with quietness. And I just can't be dealing with
someone
snoring.
Bring a sleeping mask.
And no, I can't because I can't have that in my face.
Oh so, my God, rogue question. Why not stay in the free accommodation provided by mom and dad and buy your and stay in an Airbnb on your own?
I can't, they're all booked. They're all booked out.
Right.
I tried. 087 711 1038.
What do you want from people here?
I want you to tell me the best way of getting her out of the room. I don't want give her the room. This is not a voting thing. This is not a democracy. This is what's happening. I'm taking the room. I just would like the best excuse off you. 087 711 1038. Voice notes are really welcome on this, please.
Rancid,
but only
farts.
If you are on my side. That kind of thing. That's,
I'm very
that's
interested
clever.
To hear who gets in touch about this. Great selection of people.
Country's they're going to be my kind of people.
Okay, get in touch.
I've been telling you that I know I'm not coming across fantastically well this week. I am going skiing with my family tomorrow and we're going to Austria. I'm very excited. However, we're staying in only a 3-bed apartment. Ridiculous.
Honestly, it's a rough year for your dad.
Mom and dad have their own room and then there's another 2 rooms and I'm saying that I'm going to take the spare room and Sean and Sophie, who are my younger brother and sister, who are 26, Sean is 26 and Sophie is 21, they can have their own room. And if they don't like each other, one of them can sleep on the couch, but I will be taking the spare room. And this morning I'm asking you ways that I can bring this to my sister to just almost sell it as a positive that you're going to be sleeping with
Sean
and not in your own room. And that's what I'm looking for, and I'm mainly just looking for, you know, people on my side. So
right.
087 711 1038, someone who's not on my side already is my dad, who often likes to text me during this show with a little bit of a
feedback.
A jibe or a feedback, and he says, "I got a cot for you." So ha ha ha. Thanks for that one, Don. Very funny. Good very man. Good.
Here's Robbie.
Oh, no, no. Dave, you're so wrong. Give the room to your sister. Come on,
couldn't
man.
Couldn't hear you there, Robbie. Sorry, line's breaking up there.
Here's Denise.
Are you going to have another cute little tantrum, Dave, if you don't get the room on holidays?
Ooh. Dave had quite the meltdown yesterday on the girly quiz. That's what she's referring to there.
Crazy how
that's
phone
why
lines
you'll be putting the cost.
Phone lines are so
out.
Bad today.
Yeah, Kelly is standing by. He's all yours, on.
Give her the respect you deserve. You share with your brother or you sleep on the phone.
Kelly, if you just recall back there to a while ago, 5 minutes ago, I said I only wanted people on my side here. So,
not on your side. I'm 33. I'm all adult. Still. Give your sister her respect.
You know what, Dave? I think you're getting not the answers you want, the answers you need.
I can't hear. Kelly's line's too bad, so we're going to have to go, Kelly.
Kelly, thanks, Will.
Bye, Kelly.
No problem.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is not going how I expected this to go.
Yeah. What did you expect, sorry, for I was the thinking worst of society to
maybe
come out?
The eldest siblings unite and maybe go against the younger brothers and the younger sister who are young and don't need to sleep. They're young. They
girls
can sleep
need
later.
Their own space. This is Aoife.
Dave, I tried to have to tell you this, but actually, I'm quite disappointed in you. Yeah,
I'm not disappointed.
Suck it up. Shower room with your brother. Your sister needs her privacy.
Wow.
That one hurt. It was the disappointed.
Yeah. I think this one could be a lot, so just prep yourself.
Is it someone really, really hardly agreeing with me?
I think it might be the opposite.
Surely not.
Is Ian.
The best excuse is probably honesty. Hi, sis. I'm a pathetic little man who will throw a tantrum unless you give me the room. See how that works for you.
Right. Right. I'll see you in a week. Have you seen this thing on Instagram where you can check your algorithm? You can kind of see your own algorithm. So if you go to, just a shameless plug on my Instagram at Mr. David Hammond, if you go to it, you'll see my story and it'll tell you what your algorithm is. And you
it's like Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, kind of like that.
How do I do it?
So go to my story at Mr. David Hammond.
Oh, can I just copy yours over there?
And it just says see your algorithm. There's
oh,
a little
no
button.
Way.
So it says, lately you've been into funny online humour, hitting the slopes and English football drama.
God, Abby Emma as well.
I think that might actually be Fiona Frawley's nightmare Instagram
feed. It really
feed.
Is. No,
oh my
but
God.
Mine's your nightmare. Hang on, you go first.
Well, lately you've been into inner wellness, glowing routines and coastal escapes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Fiona.
Hang on now. Mine is, lately you've been into dad life. Guilty pleasure reality TV and online
mom. It's that
mom
dad
groups.
Bod you got going
it's
on.
It's that dad, like, what?
What to say, sorry, online mom
online
groups.
Online mom groups. Dad life. What, like?
Hashtag dad life.
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning. Hello, happy Friday.
Hey, what's going on? How are we?
It's good, good. Do you know what I rewatched in its entirety yesterday? Because it's only three episodes and I really recommend.
Oh, Adolescence.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't think I could ever rewatch that. Too bleak. I rewatched Quiz. Do you know the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I only watched it on Saturday.
Oh, isn't it
Everyone
so
stop.
Good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, it's the show.
It came out in the pandemic, I think.
Yeah, it did. 2020. It's the show about, do you know your man who, well, allegedly, they've never admitted it, cheated on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The coffin guy.
Major Charles Ingram.
Charles Ingram.
Yes, and Diana Ingram.
And Diana.
Charles and Diana.
Where's it on?
It's on Netflix. It's just come to Netflix. So I watched it when it first came out and I just rewatched it yesterday while I took to the bed and it's so
Ashling
good.
Ashling B's in it, isn't Ashling
yes B's and so it. Is the guy from Après Match.
Yeah, Ristard Cooper.
Yes.
He's playing Cherry Comedy next Thursday.
Stop.
Actually, Ristard Cooper, get your tickets cherrycomedy.ie. Thank you very much. But the cast is unbelievable. So it's Tom from Succession is the main guy.
Yes.
Plays Charles. And then Cyan Crawford, is that her name?
Is that her?
Who is Claire from Fleabag, your one sister. And who else? The guy, the angry looking Scottish guy who's always a policeman
Mark
and he was
Bonner.
On The Traitors.
He was on Celebrity Traitors.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in The Inbetweeners as well.
Was it Michael Sheen who was.
Who was Chris
Tarrant?
Yes,
sorry.
Michael Sheen.
It's an unbelievable.
The Chris Tarrant performance
everyone.
Is.
unbelievable.
Don't want to give you that.
So, hey. No, we don't want to give you that. And he just really has a cold. And I'm like, did Chris Tarrant have a cold?
Chris Tarrant did.
I've never seen these two lads light up so much.
It is really good. It was just one of those things that I feel like we should go back and rewatch things we watched in the pandemic. Like, obviously, we've all done Normal People and stuff like that. Yeah. But things like Behind Her Eyes. Do you remember that?
Oh, I don't
with
think
Bono,
I watched...
With Bono's daughter.
Oh, sorry, I did watch that and she was in the body.
Eve Houston, isn't it?
Yeah, she was in the
body. She's a bad sister. She's great. Have you still not watched Bad Sisters?
No, I couldn't get into it at all.
David Hammond!
I know.
No, but seriously, if you're looking for something to watch this weekend now, Quiz.
Yeah, well, Quiz is
the way that just went, I definitely will put a top of my list.
Yeah, I forgot to say.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's Khaki Kid and Date Night, Irish music at Spin. And speaking of which, a massive night tonight for Irish music at the Three Arena. Consider me utterly intrigued about this Hot Press gig. If you don't know, Hot Press is an Irish music magazine. They release once a month and they've been around for 50 years. So they're having this massive gig tonight to celebrate their 50 years. So they're bringing loads of like classic Irish acts to the stage, some modern Irish acts to the stage. But the reason I'm intrigued is I've never seen such a massive lineup. Obviously, it's the Three Arena. They have curfew. But I noticed last night on the website that it says a 7 p.m. sharp start.
Right, okay.
Whereas normally Three Arena gigs on a Friday night, your main act probably wouldn't be on stage until 9.
Yeah.
What we do know is there's not going to be like a full set from anybody, naturally. Just to go through a vibe with the lineup, have a listen to who's taking to the stage tonight.
Gavin James. Is that Gavin James?
Yeah.
Florence Road.
It's a fun game. We used to
be giant. No idea.
Never heard.
Dermot Kennedy. Johnny got a boom boom. Oh. Johnny got a
bam. Mel DeMay.
Van Morrison.
Yes, Van Morrison. Well done.
Just like that.
Where is the Boomtown Rats?
I know. Yeah. Sorry, I actually never given Callum the responsibility of putting together something like that again.
Because he kicked it off with Gavin James.
He kicked it off with like so much Gavin James, who, by the way, Gavin, respect, man, but it's like bottom of the lineup. Way down.
It was a long Gavin James clip, to be fair.
Gavin's just sitting in the taxi now, just crying.
No, like, amazing.
Hey,
but
Gavin alone!
Callum is just the most pro Gavin James, man. You're actually going to the gig tonight just to see Gavin James.
No. Honestly, no, seriously, I want you to tell everyone why you're going to the gig.
I'm just intrigued by the entire setup of it. I want to know like how many songs everyone is doing and the format and the running order.
For the organization of the gig. He wants to see it organized.
Yeah.
That is the most producer thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm going to take my notebook and write down how many minutes each act gets.
You'll be getting your tickets checked like to the ticket person, can I stand here with you for a while? Can I shadow you? I just want to see how it's done.
Can we revisit? Can we revisit on Monday? I want to see how we could do like a high or lower thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Did they stay for longer than Michael D. Higgins? Very did Gavin good. James do 10 and Michael D. only did 2?
Guys, we need to talk about this lineup. Van Morrison, Imelda May, Nolan Mike Hogan from the Cranberries. Now, I do think this will probably be the only Dermot Kennedy appearance. I think that they'll do what they did at Electric Picnic, which was they came out.
Oh, Dermot came on and sang instead of Dolores.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so I reckon that's what they're going to do because Dermot Kennedy features, because it says Nolan Mike Hogan from the Cranberries featuring Dermot Kennedy. Mm-hmm. I'd say that would be it. The Boomtown Rats, The Frames, Damien Dempsey, picture this.
They must be doing like a Irish Women in Harmony type vibe, are they?
They all go on stage.
Wait. Clannad, Florence Road, Denise Chyla, Belchers Only, Irish Women in Harmony have their own thing going on.
Are they there as well?
Bottom of the list, Gavin James.
How are they going to fit
special
everyone in?
And the mention to Michael D. Higgins, he's doing his poetry with this guy Miles O'Reilly playing some somber music in the background. Now,
to be or not.
I'd love Michael D. on stage with Belchers Only.
That's
new era.
The collab we've all been waiting for.
Now, here's the thing. There's also a massive lineup of comedians, Fiona, taking to the stage tonight. Tommy Tiernan, Emma Doran, Emmett Kerwin, Laura Murphy, Rachel Galvo, and Tony Cantwell. Now,
Tony Cantwell's going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be.
This is mad.
This has got to be very quick. This is where you want to be backstage in the wings.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
On and off stage as quickly as possible. Dave.
It reminds me of a club where like every floor is a different thing.
Like a Rune Bar in Budapest.
So it's like if you go over to the east wing of the Three Arena, you'll have Michael D. Higgins.
That's what you expect.
And over to the right, you'll have Derma.
Yeah, and that, yeah, so when you're looking for like, you're like, oh, all the Ravens getting a bit too much. I need to go to the Miggledy room. Just have a sit down.
Honestly, like a Rune Bar in Budapest. It was so cool.
Exactly.
So like the main ones, I suppose, in terms of who's going to get the most time, you'd imagine Van Morrison, the Boomtown Rats, the Frames, probably. Yeah. But like, it'll be 2 to 3 songs.
Gavin James is doing a full headline.
The comedians alone.
Stop.
The comedians alone is stressful. Like, that's too many comedians for one night.
You need to know, Callum, that there's actually more to life than Gavin James.
Bob Geldof's going to hit Gavin James.
It makes me sad that someone doesn't know there's more to life than Gavin James.
Imagine if they bring out like a UFC ring or something and it's just Bob Geldof wrestling everybody.
This is mad.
I would like that.
That's in the other room. The tickets are still available.
Yeah, by the way, which is surprising.
That is kind of mad. Like, do you have a favourite artist? They're there.
They're there.
Yeah, no doubt.
See them tonight.
And if they're not, we'll get them for you. Plenty of room.
Yeah.
It's Can we add more, please?
It's going to be a long night, like 7 o'clock sharp. I reckon we'll be in the arena till 11. So it's really good bang for your buck as well.
Yeah, surely they're dividing it up into rooms and people are performing. Or they do
like a festival vibe.
They do that, like one of those like split screen ads, like there's like a little less conversation, a little more, and everyone's like performing something different and you just have to watch.
Oh yeah, a little montage.
This is like a 20-year-old reference I'm doing.
I'd say In and Out, job done, will be the Cranberries with Dermo, be In and Out. Done.
Yeah.
I would say Irish Women in Harmony will do one song, really good vocal, like class harmonies, impress everyone, gone.
Uh-huh.
And I would say then Michael D will be in and out in 5 minutes as well.
Poetry though, like, I mean, how long is a string of thread? Like, it can go on.
Gavin James there to take everyone's coats if they come in.
And just a wave at Callum.
Is there an English man here? Why is he English? Sorry, my bad. I messed that up. Sorry, my bad.
Sorry, Styles on spin.
Right. Latest in the Brooklyn Beckham saga.
Oh, go
drama,
on.
Etc. You might have seen this yesterday. He had a tattoo for his dad. It was like an anchor and it said dad. And he got it covered up.
He's put a W beside it now, has he?
Dad.
He had an anchor.
Oh,
for his dad. And I said,
sorry.
So he put a W beside it.
Oh my God,
it.
I have you now.
Oh, very good, David Hammond.
That was quick as a flash, that was.
And
not so much for me.
Yeah.
one of the slowest things I've ever done. So he covered them up with like just kind of mystery symbols, just a very strong statement to be like, look, I'm done with this. And a source for Brooklyn Beckham said he had laser treatment on the writing. He wanted it gone. You might know David Beckham has a tramp stamp of Brooklyn's name, which is also a strong look.
Okay.
There's obviously, by the way, a huge feud going on. If you've been maybe just waking up from a coma, there's feud at the moment between them. For no real reason, it's
so silly. Well, I don't know.
Welcome in. There was drama at the wedding. Brooklyn's married to a billionaire. The Beckhams don't like her. It's a whole thing. Brooklyn is now Brooklyn Peltz Beckham. But anyway, the tattoo removal got me to thinking. If you don't know me, I'm Fiona and I am expecting a baby very soon. And I have one of the worst tattoos of,
two of
all
worst
time.
Tattoos.
Thank you, Jay. thank you. That's true. I have.
You can't deny the other one is also awful.
They're both pretty bad.
I love them about you.
Thank you.
They're what make you you.
That's where I seesaw back and forth from. So like you might have seen like going viral on TikTok a couple of years ago. Oh, what are all those girls who got a mustache tattooed on their finger in 2012 doing now? So they're now presenting Spins Fully Charged with Emma Dave and Fiona. And I'll do you one better. Not only do I have a mustache tattoo, I also have YOLO tattooed
on the next finger.
And I'm like, can I picture myself as a mother holding my newborn baby, looking down at this sweet angel child's face, and then I catch sight of my own finger and it has YOLO tattooed on it.
Yeah, like when you're caressing the baby's head trying to put it to sleep, you can see the tash.
Or when we go for like a family photo shoot and I'm holding up the baby, you're just going to see this little like mustache behind the baby's nappy.
But
like,
how fun will it be when you can put the mustache over the baby's
over the baby? Okay.
Not
okay.
Without consent, please.
No, of course. Like pros and cons.
Would you consider genuinely getting rid of it?
This is a time that I'm like, maybe this could be the time.
When we first demoed for this show, when we first had you on, the very first time we ever met you and we got you on mic for this show, you showed us the tattoos. And that's instantly when I was like, I love her. We've got to get her on.
She told the story about how she's a freak.
Yeah. We've got to get her on.
Your Honor, I'm a freak, man. So it would be my main conversation piece gone.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And also, it's such a good start to stand up. Like, just by the way, there they are.
And also, if you want this baby to be a bit of crack, Fiona.
That's true.
Like, I'd be getting the child tattooed as soon as it's out.
So do you think,
getting the child tattooed?
Because me and my best friend do have matching of these. Like, there's two YOLO mustache tattoos.
There's another one of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
A second YOLO mustache. You know
I think the only
existence.
Way to go here is to add something else, like go teach the other side.
Okay. Add a little Harry Potter scar. Like, what can make me more, like, worst millennial person ever?
Yes. I'll get it done. I'll get YOLO and I'll get the mustache as well.
Will you?
You keep them. Okay. Well, I actually really won't. I'm not putting that out there.
If you support me, you listening, please get this tattoo yourself so that I know that this is the right thing to do for my child.
I wonder, does anyone else in the world listening have a mustache tattooed on their finger?
Apparently someone said their therapist has one. And
right.
I was like,
time to get a new therapist.
No, I want to go to her.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
This is the music game that remains without a name. And I think that's what it's going to be called, guys. It's the music game with no name. And
it
has a bit of a ring to it. Dave and Fiona going head to head again today. It's kind of a lyric game with a little bit of a twist, I like to say anyway, but really it's probably like every other game.
I absolutely love this
game. You love to hate it, Dave?
Oh, I do love it. I do hate it as well, but I love it so much. It's just so difficult.
It's such a good sport with it.
Yeah, I don't throw tantrums at all.
Fiona took the win last week and Dave make a comeback today. Let's kick off with round number one. I was very conscious. I took the feedback on board, make it easier. I've tried to do that, okay? For the interest of interest, maybe think about your answer until the end of the 5 seconds, okay? Let's kick off with round number one. Dave, in Lola Young's song Messy, how often does she pull a Britney?
Every day.
Final answer?
Final answer. And I pull a Britney every other week. Every day of the week, no?
Every other week.
Oh, what?
Oh, did you actually know the
lyric? I thought it was every day of the week.
Every other week, so a fortnight. Okay, that's interesting that you knew the lyrics,
crap.
Though. All right, Fee, we're over to you on round one.
Yep.
In Charlie XCX's Apple, where does she want to throw the apple?
Where does she want to do it? I know she wants to go to the airport. She wants to throw the apple down symmetrical lines? Where?
Wants to throw the apple into the sky. Okay, look, nil all on round one, but we move on to round number two. Dave, think about this one, okay? Sing in your head. Use the 5 seconds. In Rey's Prada, whose house with purple painting on the walls does she feel like she's in?
I don't know, but I'm going to say Prince, just because it's purple.
I would say that as well.
I don't know these. I can't actually remember the last time I got one right, so I'm very happy with that.
Well done.
Fiona, come on, you got this.
Okay, okay.
In Sabrina Carpenter's Bedchem, what type of dress was she in on the day that they met?
I was in a sheer dress. Sheer dress.
Oh, very good.
The day that we met. Thank
Final
you.
Final answer locked
in. Sheer dress.
What's a sheer dress?
See, true.
Ah.
It's where you can see the knickers underneath.
Yeah.
Hot.
All right, we move on to round number three. This is the classic track round, and all these songs are from 2010. Dave, first of all, in Katy Perry's song Firework, what does she feel like that drifts through the wind?
Oh, yeah. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind?
Final answer.
Plastic bag. Do you ever
feel plastic bag? Nicely done.
I do.
You would be fuming if I got given that.
I would be fuming.
Fiona, I need
that
you to
really
think.
Really good.
Okay.
Focus and think.
I am.
In Kesha's song TikTok, she says they kick the dudes that are lining up to the curb unless they look like who?
Mick Jagger. Final answer. Thank you. But we kick
them to the curb unless they look like Gavin James.
Okay.
Don't stop.
Guys, I'm so happy we have
that. Was great. I feel like we're getting into our stride now. I feel like the question, the prompts are good.
I'm just becoming more okay with getting it wrong.
Yeah. 2 points each. I think that's a great success, right? We're into the final round. As always, this is the tiebreaker. This is ridiculously easy. This is a case of fastest finger first, which means your voice, really. Uh-huh. You know where this is going. Don't give an answer till I finish the question, okay? Because it's too easy. Okay. In Flow Rida's Low, what brand were the jeans Shotty had on?
Apple bottom jeans.
And boots with fur.
It's not the brand. Apple bottom.
Apple bottom. Yeah, I think so.
I thought it just meant they're like flared at the bottom jeans, or something. Jeans. Apple bottom jeans.
I think it's fair to say that Fiona had took the win there. Nice one.
Well
not
done,
Dave
V.
applauding me because he knows he's already come across as such a child this week.
I was like, will Dave reserve?
I'm on my holidays, lads. I don't care.
I'm out the gap.
Sienna Spyro on spin.
John Lewis. Get your gift today. And a happy Christmas.
Give love this Christmas.
I think this mildly depressing song is a good time to ask for your thoughts and prayers ahead of me. I meant to send a text to follow up my car that's in the mechanics for an update at 10 a.m. on Friday.
No.
Give me a text there on Friday at 10 and I'll let you know what the story is.
What do you say in the text? Is that it?
Any update, and let's hope that the reply is, it's a miracle, there's nothing wrong with her. She's ready for collision.
We'll pay you to take it back.
Dave, enjoy your trip to Austria skiing.
The chalet.
Shoop, 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 shoop. That's me on the slopes shooping.
You better have some good ski outfits for us.
I actually don't think I do. I have my dad's old jacket, like.
That's disappointing.
I know. I was kind of thinking of going into that 33 vintage,
yeah,
is it?
On 35, is it?
35 vintage.
But I suppose their mom and dad are going to pay for that.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, well, if dad isn't going to give me the credit card, like, what's the point?
I don't have the card. I can't get in.
Michaela's kicking off 10 plus 1 in a sec. Your chance to win some amazing prizes if you catch her playing that 11 song. And she has your naughty threesome next, kicking off with Alien Ant Firm.
Oh, I right. love you. See you in a week.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.